Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, yeah, it's 6 o'clock. That's what we're talking about. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton, on a fan, and, of course, worldwide. Drop it. CBS Sports Network, like it's hot. All around the world, we got a great show for you today. Unless, of course, you're a New York Met fan who thought that the sweep was in play, which it should have been. You get a really good start out of a guy you never heard of, and then you hand the ball to Juiz Familia. And next thing you know, the place is on fire, and the Giants steal a victory. So now you're back under 500. Lots of other stuff as well, but that's the lead. Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
Well, you know, just when I'm starting to get over the whole collapse of the New York Rangers, I get ready to sit down and watch the Mets, and damn, he implodes, and Wilmer Flores can't turn a double play and everything third, else, right? And all of a sudden all hell breaks loose, and then, yeah, they lose a very disappointing game. So, but the one thing I will say, they win another series, you know, and I know that's not much to sit back on this morning other than the fact, you know, that they're winning again and that they are becoming somewhat stable. It looks like Lucas Duda is going to come back. Steven Matz is getting ready to throw off the mound for a couple innings. Things are starting to happen finally in a positive light, you know, for the New York Mets. But, yeah, that was so disappointing yesterday. You know, you're like, all right, come on, just give me something that I can get out of the malaise of, you know, being in a fog after the Rangers lose. And, unfortunately, yesterday that was really disappointing.
Yeah, it's also
unbelievably disappointing.
Yeah, they're winning the series, but it's weird how each of these series is ending. You know, the 23-5 game, you know, the Syndergaard crap, you know, last night.
Harvey.
It's like, you know, they got the series in the back pocket, now go for the sweep, and they can't seem to close. And they're losing the final game of their series in a strange way. But I agree with you. You know, the Mets, game over 500, game under 500, kind of irrelevant right now. They're back in it. They're relevant, sometimes for the wrong reason, but they're playing much better ball. And if you consider over the last week, the Matt Harvey crap, the Noah Syndergaard garbage, right?
Yeah.
And all things that come with it. And you take stock of the fact that they've won 5 out of 7, 8 out of 12, 4 straight series. There's a lot to be said for that. This team had an opportunity to go right into the tank and end the season before June 1st when they had the series against the Nationals. And they beat, you know, Scherzer and Strasburg. And you're like, all right, this team's got a little fight in it. And I think if you take anything out of the Mets over the last week and a half, it is, while they don't have a lot of personality, they're not guys that roll over and die. And you got to give them that.
100%. And I think a lot of that has to go with Terry Collins. You know, we make fun of Terry because he's stumbling and bumbling all over the place in post-game interviews, pre-game interviews, interviews during the game, interviews whenever he wants to give interviews, when he's at home and he's sleeping, he's giving interviews. But for some reason, they tend to play for him. They tend to like him.
Right.
And, you know, even though they are a game under 500 and Washington won yesterday, so now they're 5.5 out, I would tell you that the last 10 days or so has been pretty impressive from a managerial standpoint. You gotta believe that.
I think he's done a really good job. The flip is that the Yankees were off yesterday, but they start a big series against the Astros this week, tonight. It's you know, the Yankee killer of the last couple of years, Dallas Keuchel, against Michael Pineda. And then comes the weekend. Now, this weekend is supposed to be one of the most memorable and joyful Mother's Days in Yankee Stadium history.
Oh, Derek Jeter Day.
Yes. Retiring number 2, the whole bit. Now, there's 2 issues with this.
Oh, I'm sure there is. There's always an issue with something, so what is it now?
It's supposed to rain all weekend. There's not another date on the calendar that the Astros and Yankees collectively can put, you know, kind of earmark, if we get rained out, we'll make it up here. It's supposed to rain
So if it rains on Sunday, what do? They cancel it?
Well, it's a Sunday night game. It's Mother's Day, and it's the big celebration of Derek Jeter. They got to play that game, right?
I think so, yes.
So, and Saturday, I mean, there's a chance you're going to be sitting through lengthy rain delays because they don't want to play a doubleheader on Sunday, right?
No.
And I was checking out the forecast because, you know, all of a sudden people have recognized, hey, this Sunday's Jeter Day. So all the ticket requests are coming in now. Hey, can you get me good tickets? Yeah, StubHub, SeatGeek, right? Go get yourself tickets, right?
Get yourself tickets.
We all know it's sold out.
Right.
But they got a problem on their hands.
All right, well, it happens, you know.
Yeah, what do? You're retiring Derek Jeter.
They'll adjust.
Now, the way what I said to some friends was, it's Derek Jeter. The rain will stop. It's the New York Yankees.
I get it.
The rain will stop. But it's interesting that they are very concerned right now about weather-wise what's going down. So then I said, why can't you set up an early doubleheader, which, of course, you can't do. So rain for that weekend. Are you interested at all in the Derek Jeter ceremony? Is that something on Sunday night you'd watch?
Yeah, I would probably sit there and watch a little bit of it. I mean, if it gets a little bit too Yankee, like, with the greatest and everything else, I mean, I might just say, enough's enough already.
What do we mean? Because
you know how you Yankee fans are. You pop out your chest and you're like, oh, we got all these championships, and then they tend to to go out there to Monument Park and they show all the monuments again, and come on. It's just like ad nauseam.
I'm just asking.
We get it. You're a great franchise. You're an iconic franchise. You at one point in time, you had all the players playing for you, kind of like the Montreal Canadiens had for them. We get it. We understand. We know what's going on.
But you're
going
to watch. What I'm hearing out of that is you're going to watch.
It all depends.
You have a legitimate watching interest for ESPN Yankees with Tanaka Sunday night, 8 o'clock, against the Houston Astros.
I mean,
locked and loaded for it.
Are they going to be bringing in, all of his ex-teammates?
Well, you
got to
bring back the Cole Four. You got to bring back, obviously, Joe Torre.
Is A-Rod going to be there?
I doubt A-Rod's there. Apparently, even though they seem to be getting along on that MSNBC show, when Derek Jeter found out that he was going to be doing the on-TV interview part for the charities alongside A-Rod.
Yeah.
And I find this hard to believe. He threw a fit. Now, I don't get the sense that that's his style. But there's Dan Levitard came out and said his sources told him that Jeter threw a hissy fit and was livid about having to do that spot with A-Rod. It seemed to me like they were getting along pretty good. I don't know.
You know what? I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either. I could see someone saying, I'm here to support and promote my foundation.
Right.
And I want to promote my foundation. Why am I doing it with someone else? I could see that.
Yeah.
But I don't think Derek Jeter threw a fit about it. I'd be surprised if he did. Because they seem to be getting along fine.
I don't know. I mean, why'd you, I know that the question and line of questioning was
a
little
crazy.
Douchey because, here they're doing a nice thing.
Sure.
And they're sitting down and they're supposed to be talking about, I'm sure they'll talk a little bit baseball, but they'll talk about their charities and things of that nature. But it's almost like they were sandbagged. It's almost like, okay, you guys are getting along now?
Right.
I mean, come on, that's...
Listen, that guy, the interviewer, absolutely got sandbagged based on what the expectation was and what the setting was.
Exactly.
If those guys come on this show, you know what's coming up.
Yep.
But if you're saying, look, I'm here solely to promote a charity day and my foundation, and a guy pushes and pushes and pushes, it got to a point where it was absolutely very, very douchey.
Right.
That is correct, sir.
I mean, douchiness, personified.
Persona non grata douchiness.
Right.
That's a new level of douchiness. And then, of course, there's day four of the Matt Harvey saga. Now,
I thought the saga was over.
Oh, no, the saga's not over.
Why is it not over?
Oh, it's not over. The saga is not over. No.
Well, now the Mets are off today, and he'll pitch tomorrow night.
He'll pitch tomorrow against Milwaukee.
Right, okay.
On the road, big game for Matt Harvey, pitching in Milwaukee. And this is a big start for his career.
Yes.
Obviously, because, all the stories are his value's diminished. Nobody will want him on the open market. Blah, 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 blah. But then comes this Adriana Lima.
Okay.
Now, this appears to be a real piece of work, this
one. She's a vixen.
All right. She's a vixen. She's a single woman. She can do whatever she wants to do. She wants to make out with him and three other guys? Go right ahead.
She might be a Yankee plant.
Perhaps she's a Yankee plant,
She could be a Yankee plant. I could see the Yankees doing that.
There's the thought that Adriana Lima is taking shots now at Matt Harvey.
For what?
I don't know. Maybe he's a bad lover. Yeah, maybe he's too sensitive for her.
They weren't together that long, were they?
Maybe a month, right? Spring training, a little Florida fling, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So she puts out the following tweet. He who works with his hands is a laborer. He who works with his hands and his head is a craftsman. He who works with his hands and his head and his heart is an artist. That's a St. Francis of Assisi quote. And then she added, responsibility equals the love on what you do. And people view that as...
That's more than 140 characters.
I don't know. Maybe it was
That's more than 140
characters. She Instagrammed it. Oh, no limit.
There's no limit on Instagram?
No, some women write paragraphs and paragraphs. Like, so, enough.
What do you do?
I keep it short.
You got to keep it short, right? So someone says to her, that's clearly a veiled shot at Matt Harvey not putting his all into baseball. Are you responsible for Matt Harvey's suspension? She says no. Then the papers try to find all the other well-known women in New York that Matt Harvey may have dated.
Right.
There's a model named Anya Sawinska.
She's Anya.
She then, as they say, throws shade on Matt Harvey.
Okay.
Quote, some people create their own storms, then get upset when it rains. So Matt Harvey is dating these supermodel types who apparently are very deep, Boom.
Yeah, sounds
I thought most supermodel types were very shallow.
Shallow, yeah.
And didn't have a lot of substance to them. These guys are quoting, you know, famous poets and authors and stuff.
Well,
it's crazy,
to show
right?
That they're bright.
Well, but they clearly did not enjoy their time with Matt Harvey.
Why are you tagging
Matt Harvey on Instagram?
They did, and he got bored, maybe.
Maybe he dumped them, and now this is her way of getting back at him.
I don't know.
You know? You always wonder, you're Matt Harvey. You got like a stable of women, maybe.
Yep.
At your beck and call. You're a Matt Harvey.
Like a
you
harem.
Pick up the phone, peep, 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 Anna, meet you at midnight at the club. Beep, boop, boom. Flavor. I'll meet you at my place at 11 tomorrow. And the women say yes because you're Matt Harvey, right? But then maybe the women.
Mm.
See, we all think that Matt Harvey's the one that feels jilted because Adriana Lima was with Julian Edelman at the Met.
Maybe it's the other way.
And maybe he was feeling a little down on himself because he has some feelings for her. But maybe, Boomer.
Maybe.
Maybe it goes the other way.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe Adriana Lima, a little jealous of the other women. Maybe this other model who's coming out taking shots now had a bad experience because she wanted Matt for herself and Matt's got other interests. Maybe the whole story is being spun around to make Matt look bad when the reality is they feel unwanted. They feel used. And this is their chance now to get a pound of salt for what they view as being mistreated. Check that out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I broke it all down.
I wrote it down.
And I broke it down.
I have no idea. All I care about is him getting on the mound on Friday and trying to recapture whatever dark night there is left inside of him.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And then comes one other thing from the broadcast world, which we'll get to, which I, frankly, I don't care that much, but it bothers me.
Okay.
And I want to get your take on it because you've been a CBS TV employee for almost 20 years now.
Yes, I have.
Right?
Yes.
NFL Today, it's got to be 14, 15 years at this point with
2002.
You. 2002. So this will be your 15th year
in
the NFL Today. My man, Pop, means longer than your playing career, you have an NFL Today career.
Yes.
Congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
Very, very excited
well,
for
that's
you.
Very nice. Thank you.
How is it, and I want to find out, because if you're allowed to do this, you know, change the landscape of what you and I are doing around here.
Yeah, okay.
Tony Gonzalez announces he is resigning from his position at NFL Today.
He's just not re-upping.
Because, and I respect it, he's a dad, his kids are out on the West Coast, he's missing high school football games and such,
right.
And he wants to be with his kids. And if you're here every weekend,
specifically,
you're missing Saturday games.
Specifically his teenage boy, yes.
And I totally get that. I have a lot of respect for that. So he announces and goes to CBS and says, I'm sorry, but I got to leave.
Well, his contract was up. They had an offer on the table, and he decided to pass on it. That's exactly what happened.
And he goes to Fox.
Yeah, he has every right to do that.
This is not problematic for anyone?
No, not at all.
No, it's
not.
Especially
if you know Tony. Tony is
And he should do their pregame show.
Honestly, one of the sweetest guys I've ever met.
I like Tony a lot.
Yeah.
But you're going, it's not like, hey, I don't want to do it anymore. You're still doing it. He's going to be doing it at the 11 a.m. Fox, I guess, pregame show, which is a live show. And he said no to CBS, and he's, boop, popped right up on Fox.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to go to New York. He doesn't have to fly to New York.
Just
saying,
does that seem a little untoward?
He would have to leave on a Friday and then would go home on a Monday.
Right.
So think
so
about
you
that.
Got
Friday
the whole
night,
weekend.
Saturday night and Sunday. Now at least he can stay home, and on Saturday he can go to his kid's high school football game. He can do all the things that, you know, he felt like he was missing the last 3 years. So I'm, you know,
can you be like a CBS correspondent out there or something?
I'm telling you, the guy couldn't have been any sweeter. You know, I asked him to do something for me for our foundation once.
I remember.
It was a corporate thing.
Yep, I remember.
And he was like, I'm all in. So the corporation wanted to pay him.
Right.
To show up. And he goes, just give it to the foundation. I don't want the money.
Right.
I mean,
I remember you telling me that you guys have ever done that. Yes. Well, it goes a long way, doesn't it?
I mean, it just kind of shows you who he is, you know. And I love working for him. And when I found out that he decided that he did not want to do the travel anymore, I immediately texted him and everything else and wished him nothing but the best. And he's like I told you, he's a great guy. The great thing about what I do for a living away from this show
right,
is that I actually work with a lot of professionals, a lot of great guys, got great history, Hall of Fame type people. And it's awesome working with those people.
When you said away from this show, you're intimating that you don't get that on this show. That's how me and Alan Eddy took that. I don't know if you meant it that way, but it seemed like you were kind of comparing the people you work with here with the coworkers there. And you said, when I'm away from this show, I work with blah, blah, bum.
Well, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
So you're intimating that you don't get that same type of feeling here.
I get a different type of because he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Well, how do you know we're not going to be radio Hall of Famers?
Shannon Sharp is a Hall of Famer.
How do you know that at some point the Boomer and Carton crew won't make it into the radio Hall of Fame?
But we're not there yet.
Yeah, so. And they're football Hall of Famers. They're not TV Hall of Famers.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, but that's what I'm
saying.
They've
never won a Marconi Award.
You know,
or an Emmy.
Working with Coach Cowher, he's won a Super Bowl. I mean, it's pretty good.
To be fair, he was given a Super Bowl.
No, he wasn't. But it's pretty good to actually work with people like that.
To be fair, they gave him a Super Bowl. You know it.
No,
ask Mike Holmgren.
No, I'm not. You could ask Mike Holmgren. I'm not asking Mike Holmgren.
The referees handed Bill Cowher and Joe Bettis the Super Bowl because they felt for him.
At the end of the day, a win's a win, boys.
That is true, and he's a Super Bowl
coach.
I wish
I had one. I didn't have one, and that's the point. I mean, like, when I go there, I'm around those kinds of guys.
Do you feel like a lesser person because they have won championships or no?
No, I don't. They're very respectful, very nice. And
do they have a bunch of balls on that or no?
No.
Like they don't get together and say, no, this lunch is for winners?
Usually around Super Bowl, this year would be 52, I think, in Minnesota.
That's right.
You guys would be busting my chops. You're the only ones that bust my chops about that.
I don't think
Nobody else in that other world that I work in ever does that.
Well, there's not
only,
a lot
only here, only here does that happen. Only here do the insults fly from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock consistently. That's here. That's why I differentiated between where I work on Sunday and where I work Monday through Friday.
But don't forget, your Sunday job treats you like the robot people think you are. We humanize you.
Oh,
and the only way to humanize you is to bust your balls.
Oh, that's great.
Be critical of you.
Oh, yeah.
Put you down.
Yep.
And make you feel like crap.
Right.
And that way, you know, we bring you down because many people think you're on a bit of a pedestal, not that you put yourself there.
Many people think that.
And we take you off the pedestal.
Like,
and we put you in the streets with us.
Okay.
And that's really.
I appreciate that.
And you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
There you have
it. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
Wilmer Flores makes an error in the ninth. Familia sucks this year. And we got Joe Namath coming by today.
Nice.
That's right. Joe Namath, we're playing a softball next week to benefit his foundation, and we'll talk to him. We got Yankees Royals tickets every hour today. We got Lincoln Park Blink 182 tickets later this hour, and we got your calls. Are you willing to buy into the fact that the Mets can actually figure things out? Bad loss last night. And the Yankees, if you're going to Mother's Day, how much of your eyeballs are sitting on weather.com right now? We're going to tell all that stuff. On the Fan.
All right, Craig, 619 on the Fan. Hey, Yankee fans, got a pair of tickets for you to see your beloved Bronx Bombers take on the Kansas City Royals on Wednesday, May 24th, 7:05 p.m. at Yankee Stadium. Right now, be caller number 7 at 866-540-9326. To purchase tickets, just go to Yankees.com and keep listening every hour all through 6 for another chance to win. It's all for your flagships, all from your flagship station for the Yanks. That would be the Fan over here.
All right, listen, it's that time of year again, the big game when we take on our good friends at the Hebrew Home at Riverdale in a little something called softball. Come see the matchup and watch us battle at the fifth annual WFAN versus the Hebrew Home at Riverdale softball game. It's June 7th, 6:15 p.m., and the place, as always, is the Scenic Hudson Park in Irvington, New York. By the way, post-game barbecue this year, Booms. And speaking of the Hebrew Home in Riverdale, the Hebrew Home is celebrating 100 years providing older adults with a full range of individualized care solutions. Now, when it's your mom or dad who needs help, it's hard to know the right thing to do to care for them. We've been to the Hebrew Home. We've seen it for ourselves. It's amazing. Dedicated staff, all there helping their residents live a full life. You know, you're talking about dedication. You're talking about the Hebrew Home, our commitment to excellence here on the show, and how much we crave beating those guys in softball. We are 3-1 in the 4 years we played them.
Yeah, the one time we lost, I didn't play.
That might be true.
No, so, that is true.
That is, factually, that is true.
You know why? Because it was a rudderless ship is what it was.
I was in charge that day.
Yeah, rudderless.
Join us for this not-to-be-missed game, 6:15 p.m. on June 7th at the Scenic Hudson Park in Irvington, New York. And in the meantime, help your family or even yourself live forward. Call 856-SENIOR or visit riverspringhealth.org today.
Yeah, by the way, a pair of Game 7s last night. Anaheim moves on. They'll play the Predators in the Western Conference Final. And the DNA of the Pittsburgh Penguins was on full display last night. Shut out the Capitals in Washington. And they will then take on the Senators. Senators in the Eastern Conference Championship Final.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.